Okay, I'll get it back over to Jason or Brett, and we'll get this thing kicked off right on time.
Jason, are you out there before I start?
I am out here.
Okay, excellent.
How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding.
All right. Hey, thanks for jumping on the call. We're hoping to make this more of a regular thing. We've enlisted some great resources in the coach, and really the intention is just to kind of bring us a little closer in our partnerships and as we attack this new market, give you some tools and some tips on how we think we can help you grow your business and how we can be of value to you in your pursuit. So with that, just wanted to keep it as short as possible. I'd like to turn it back over to the coach or Brett, if you'd like to add anything in there.
Oh, yeah, I just want to, again, mirror Jason's sentiments. We thank you for being on. I mean, it certainly means a lot to us and certainly to you as well that, you know, you're taking the step to continue to grow. And that's one thing that we at Security National hope to partner with in bringing you these sorts of training tools. Thanks again, and we'll turn it over to the coach.
Well, hello, and good morning, everybody. This is Bill Sparkman, the coach, and first of all, thanks for joining today's business building session. And I call it a business building session because that's what it's all about. Today's topic, the loan officer's blueprint for success, winning strategies for a challenging market. And before we get off onto that, I wanted to be sure that I didn't forget up front to thank Security National Mortgage for sponsoring today's teleseminar. These definitely are critical times and times also of great opportunity as long as you've got the right plan with the right tools. And that's really what it's all about. So thanks to Security National Mortgage. They stepped up. They know that we could all use some support, encouragement, and some new ideas to attack this new market. So I think that's what we're going to start with. It's really today all about generating more closable loans in your pipeline. I mean, what else is there in life, right? And how to do it more than what to do. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the how-to and again on some of these critical topics that we've offered up this morning. I think you've really got to, without choice, without option, I think today, is raise your game. No matter where you're at, this definitely is a pros market. There's no doubt about that. Those that are on this call today, you've outlasted the market, and I'm sure that this market has either already or will make you better. So, but still raising your game, you're dealing with the best. Those that are left in the business today, they're kind of the best of the best. So we're going to see if we can't balance a little bit of working harder and smarter on this call for you. And really, the smarter part is just staying focused on the right systems and the right campaigns that are working for others. That's the smarter part. The harder part, well, that's just implementing them every day. I think that's one of the ways that you accelerate your results and you create a profitable business, and it's through implementation, not just through having a bunch of great new ideas. So my objective is clear. I want to give you some tangible tools here. And I want you to listen for a nugget, number one, that you can use in your business. But I also want you to listen for, I'm going to give you some incredible little nuggets here that you can share with your realtors. So some that you'll be able to use and some of those you'll be able to pass on to help you get more business from your preferred realtor partners. So listen for that nugget. And I say the nugget, the actual nugget that you'll do versus – oh, here's a bunch of more ideas. So more like that. I want to stretch your mind. I think we've, like you, every day I'm looking at how we can really become more creative, more inventive in this market, and be more proactive rather than reactive in the market. So I'll give you a couple of ideas that you can also utilize to maybe generate a little bit more luck. I think we can all use a little more luck, I think, in this market. So. I call it luck by design, so I'll help you design some of that. And then if you're not in your car and you're not driving, be sure to keep a pen handy so that when you get that nugget, you can write it down so you won't forget it. Just that nugget. Don't take those things that you won't do more like that. So, I want to start with, very quickly, as Jason said, bringing you a resource that you'll be able to use. One of the things in being your coach for the next, it's a pretty short time, but being your coach is I want to give you some things that you can also think about. And I think the first thing is I think that success in this market today, and whatever that means for you, but I think for all of us, it's just finding a way to find and generate more closable loans. It's going to be sometimes related to addition and sometimes related to subtraction. What I mean is some of the things that I'm going to bring up in this particular call today are going to be things you may want to add to your business. There'll be other things that it may be time to eliminate from your business. So it's not always just about adding on a bunch of new ideas. Sometimes it's about taking a look around and getting rid of some things that may be holding you back. You know, there's a saying, if you're digging holes in the wrong place, digging them deeper is not going to help. So with that, let's get right off, and I want to talk about one of the bullets that that were on the flyer that you received, and that was some of the hottest niche marketing targets today that we're really leaning into heavily. So let's talk about a couple of these niches today. And I'm a big niche guy. I think you've got to find a way to match your style, your strength, your personality to the right marketing niche. And you know, if you do that, you've got an opportunity to actually get rich in your niche. You know, I call it staying in your lane. You just can't dabble today. I think when the market presents itself as it has today in so many areas, we tend to want to dabble. You know, we tend to it come from let's try a little bit of everything. And I think I think you just got to find your niche. Go deep. Don't go wide. Don't get so much going that you got nothing going. So part of it is that I think you have to be market sensitive in picking your niche today. I think this is a this isn't a new idea for you, but this is definitely a purchase market. This is probably the best buyer's market that I've seen in a decade or two. There's just too many equity and motivational issues with refinances today, and I think I don't have to tell you that with the equity challenges and just that the motivation. I think that's why purchases are emotional, where refinances are more logical. You know, refis are down 60% so far this year. They'll be down another 37% in 2012 and another 20-some percent, they say, in 2013. So this isn't some new aha hitting that purchase market. It's a requirement today. You know, now I guess the refis are okay as long as it's cash in or cash out. There's a new word we hadn't heard 5 years ago, a cash in refi. Well, today almost 50% of all refis today are cash in, cash out. I'm okay with that, but the rate and term, I think I'd rather drink poison. You know, those are the ones that just drive you nuts. So here's a couple of examples of a couple of niches, what I call niches of our choice today. Number one is non-contingent buyers. That is probably the best niche of the market today, especially in the area that you're calling from. It's really attacking that first time. I say non-contingent buyers. That first time buyers, that could be a part of it. But there's also others that don't have anything to sell. Let's put it that way, because if they got something to sell, we've really extended the sales cycle on that thing. So, but with that non-contingent first time buyer, let's face it. They've got nothing to sell. We've got selection as high as it's ever been, and I think in the areas that I see that you're calling from today, there's plenty of selection. We've got affordability probably as high as it's been in a decade. We've got interest rates as ridiculous as they've been for a long time. So I think, again, with that particular, with that niche, the stars are lined up pretty good. We've just got to figure out a way now how to attack that niche. See, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going in for the first-time home buyer. Man, I'm all over that. Well, okay, but I'm a how-to guy, so how are we going to attack it? I think a couple of things that you have to at least add to your toolkit today is really being able to put together some good buyer incentives. And by the way, if you're on the call today, I know you're on the call, If you hit star 6 on your phone, that would just mute your line, then we won't hear any background noise. So you just hit, there you go, I got you. So I did the same thing. So back to buyer incentives. You know, this is, again, this is the great buyer's market, but I still think we have to come up with introducing to realtors so that they can talk to their sellers about, you know, about today's different kind of buyer incentives. Buyer incentive used to be, I don't know, buying down the rate. I guess that was a buyer incentive. Seller paying their closing costs, that might have been an incentive. But I think today we've got to get a little deeper. We've got to help these first-time buyers get into homes, because if we don't, we will extend this particular market even longer. You see, without the first-time home buyer, we're dead. We can't get the move-up buyer. We can't get the next move-up buyer. See, we have to get that entry level. So I think I go back to the point. A realtor yesterday said, why do you think we have to offer so many of these buyer incentives from our sellers? Well, because they want to sell. if you have a seller in this market, they better be willing to do everything that they can to make the right type of buyer incentive. So I just think it's getting even a little bit more curious and a little bit more inventive and creative in the types of incentives that we're giving the buyer. This is part of a conversation you can have with your realtor, by the way. These incentives can be, let's see how to say this, they can be in a couple of new ways. If you're offering, I've got a couple of realtors that have taken the idea and having their seller, this was actually a couple of builders and a couple of sellers, their sellers offering, or they're at least advertising on their listing that the buyer won't have any payments for 3 or 4 months as an incentive for a first-time home buyer to get in there, because we know that that transition from renting to owning for some is a bit dramatic. So giving them a little breathing room. But again, that's a new type of a buyer incentive. Now, let's see, if they had 3 months no payments, well, they got 30 days anyway, so that's 4 months, and they probably got a security deposit coming back where they're renting from, so it could be like 5 months of no payments. You see, that's a conversation you got to have with your realtor. Now, you and I both know that nobody's making these payments to the lender. I understand. It just shows on the HUD one, as long as it doesn't exceed the 6% seller concessions, you see, but it's a different way of saying it. Now, I've had buyers that have actually taken that particular credit and set it aside into a separate escrow and made the payment, but I'm just saying in this conversation, let's get a little bit outside of the norm here. I just had a realtor and a lender close with the seller paying the single pay MI premium for the buyer up front. Now, again, don't hold me to, well, what about RESPA? What about this? I'm talking about a 6% seller concession, but now we start to call it something else. And by the way, that if you see, take that concept to your realtor. First of all, work out the numbers, and I know it's all math, okay? But in this particular case, it was worth it for the seller to keep his price at the asking price and pay the single pay MI up front, because it still got him what he wanted to. The buyer got into a house, easier to qualify, less of a payment every month. So do you see what I'm saying? Buyer incentives. We got to attack that particular part of the market. Now, where are we going to get all these first-time home buyers? I think just first of all, the path of least resistance. I'm not a big advertising guy. Oh, let's go take out some ads, you know, or let's have some home buyer seminars. I'm okay with that idea. You just have to convince me, how are you going to get people to come? That's the whole concept. A home buyer seminar is not a new idea. We did them in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. That's not it. But how do we get people to show up? So I'm taking a little different tact. We're still going in creating a co-marketing strategy with our insurance agents. Now, by the way, it takes the right agent, meaning an agent that is willing to co-market with you. They want to grow their business. They have a database that of clients. So I think it has to be the right agent. But if you get the right agent, think about this: with all the people that they sell renter's insurance to, that's our laser target. Is targeting in that particular niche of renter policyholders because the insurance agent of choice that you choose will tell you they make more money on homeowners insurance than renters insurance. So if you've got the right agent, now it's just, okay, what are we going to do? The way I've set this up, by the way, is the insurance agent is having a seminar. Okay. His clients don't know me. They don't know you. They know him. So I've set it up where it's the insurance agent is having a home buyer seminar. They're going to have a guest speaker there, which is a loan officer. They're going to have a realtor speaking on what's available. So do you see, I think it's what I call borrowed credibility. He's not going to give me his database. I don't want it. His people don't know me. But again, to get people interested in this particular strategy, I'd say it's still the agent that invites people. So I give him the invitation to send out and, you know, got to make it real easy for him. Let's put it that way. One of the things that we're doing that have really elevated the results from these particular seminars, and I say these are just home buyer seminars with a different twist, is that we have the realtor actually bring homes to the seminar, pictures of homes to the seminar. We show payments. You know, we've got on one wall it says homes from under $900 a month, and it actually has some. So people have to see that there's really homes available, and I'm a big one for showing payment versus the price of homes. We separate, do all of our marketing based on payment. By the way, there's another clue. Go to your realtor and show them, teach them the advantage and the benefit of marketing their home by payment versus cost. See, again, that's our job, especially if it's in the first-time home buyer range, whatever that range is. I don't know, $200,000 or whatever that is. I'd much rather market that. As an example, just yesterday, hooked up my a realtor with the loan officer. Realtor, it was actually a builder, had a brand new all brick condo, $164,000. He's been trying to put out these little flyers out in the front. There's 8 units there, and with not a lot of luck. So just a few days ago, we took his flyers out and we started to put in a different type of flyer, which was showing the payment, which was $858 on an FHA, 3.5% down. We showed the $5,700 to get in, possible closing costs paid. But the key was, all of a sudden, the interest level went way up because of the fact that we were promoting $858 a month in an area where rents were probably $1,200 or $1,300 a month. So do you get? So I don't want to beat that up, but I really believe it's payment. Second niche, we'll put that one aside. The second niche of choice today is the investor market. I think that it's one that we can't ignore. Today there are fortunes being made in real estate, especially in the areas where you're calling from. You know, we've got rental rates are surging. Vacancy rates are dropping. In fact, under 4% nationwide, and in some of the areas that I see on the call today, that vacancy rate may even be less. We just have to retrain today's investor. 3 or 4 years ago, our training of investors was called buy and flip. Buy a house, put some paint in, change the carpet, and flip that baby and make $50,000. Well, those days are over. That was Disneyland. So today, you make your fortune in real estate, and it's called buy and hold. But we've had to reteach investors. You make your money in real investors today in real estate are first-time investors. So that opens up the possibility, again, of educational seminar marketing with your realtor partner, with your insurance agent, your CPA. It's putting on these types of events. I think our most catchy title that we get the most return from is called How to Make a Fortune in a Down Real Estate Market. And again, we're utilizing your team to invite their clients, the CPA, the insurance agent, the realtor partner, yourself. So again, we're not just taking an ad out in a magazine for an investor seminar. We're utilizing the people that are going to be speaking at that seminar. So, and I think you've got some decent look what's going on with the Home Path program alone. Anytime you can buy an investment property for 10% down and, I don't know, no MI, no appraisal, whatever that is today, I mean, that makes a great story. And in so many areas, when you go homepath.com and look, there's plenty of properties available. So, there's a couple of extra little incentives from Fannie Mae right now. So if you do go to homepath.com, you'll see a little bit what they're offering real estate agents for a bonus, but they're paying the closing costs and things. But you've just got that. So I'm talking about now education. We could just talk about HomePath. We can talk about HUD foreclosures, the $100 down program. You have a lot to talk about. Freddie Mac, First Step program. So once you get people there, that makes a great conversation today. Now, will everybody be able to buy one of these? Of course not. But the key is we got to go through a lot of suspects to get to the right prospect today. So now, by the way, I'm not promoting that we just go around selling HUD foreclosures and Fannie Mae foreclosures and short sales and all the rest of that sort of thing. I like to get a paycheck a little sooner than 4, 5, 6 months. You know, short sale could be the longest sale you ever had. So there's also an incredible opportunity with regular listings, whatever that would be, regular listings, you know, the ones that are motivated. So don't eliminate that. But investors are a prime target today. It's just, again, your strategy of how do you get them together and make a great presentation, if that is your niche. One of the things that we've generated from the investor-type seminars is an investor club. These are investors that you have pre-approved that came to your seminar. They say, hey, I'm in. This is how much money I have. When you find one, call me. This is the short version, by the way, of the investor club. But now it's your realtor and you working in tandem to make this thing happen. And if you get 4 or 5 or 14 or 8 or 20 people in your investors club, pretty good. And your realtor can just go out all day and just write contracts with no emotion. Doesn't matter if they go or not. Write ridiculous contracts. And as soon as they get one approved, and we're writing these contracts, your name or the realtor's name or assignee, 72 hours to assign the contract. And we don't have to worry about that because we have plenty of people through our niche marketing investor target that have said, you find one like this that matches what I'm looking for and I'm in. So carry that thought up a little bit. Both of those niches offer you a good conversation with one of your realtor partners that you could say, hey, let's sit down and have a business meeting. I've got a couple of ideas I want to run by you about how we might market to a couple of these niches. So I think it opens, and that's all we're doing on today's call, is sort of opening the conversation. But I think you've got enough that you can at least take that to the next level. And as I said at the beginning, this call is going to be recorded. You'll be able to have your realtor, if you want, listen to this call and listen to some of the ideas that we're talking about as well. All right, next bullet on the was capturing leads from your website. I'm a big a believer in your having, first of all, your own personal website, number one. they're too inexpensive not to have one. If you're still in the business today, you probably should. There's a couple of really good vendors that I've done a lot of research with and have actually experienced their product. One is called eTraffickers.com, and E and then traffic, E-R-S after that, .com, eTraffickers.com. Great, great off-the-shelf loan officer website. One other is called Lender's Homepage. Both of those are really good. So if you don't have one, it's not very difficult to get one going within about 24 hours and for the right price. I mean, really the right price. Okay, next, purpose of the website, very simply for me, leads versus visitors. I'm not interested in how many people visit your website. Who cares? It's like relatives coming over. Are you kidding me? I don't need more visitors. It's leads that we're looking for. So I think that you've got to find a way to generate the lead from the visitors that you drive to your website. If you can, your website can really turn into an ATM machine by virtue of you having people that do visit your website opt in to a permission-based campaign. So I think that your website is is your store. Kind of, if you look at it that way, it's kind of your store. I think it's a place for you to highlight your niche. You told me, hey, Bill, I'm going for that investor's niche. That's my niche. I'm all about the investor market today. I'd say, great, let me see your website. You see, your website should highlight whatever particular niche that you've chosen. In other words, there should be some things on your website that would give me evidence that you kind of specialize in investor properties. So it could be a part of that. So I'm a firm believer in a welcome when somebody does visit your website. You've got 6 to 10 seconds, they say, to convince somebody to stay on your website. And you're judged by your homepage. So in that first 10 seconds, you better give somebody a reason to stay. Otherwise, it's click, 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 off they go. So I kind of like that audio welcome. The moment somebody comes onto your website, automatically, there's just you saying, hi, thanks for visiting my website. I'm glad you came by today. Remember, they came into your store. But now, here's where we've got to turn that visitor into a potential prospect, and that comes from your call to action. So it's not only, hey, thanks, this is Bill, thanks for visiting my website. Hey, before you leave, be sure you, see, you've got to give them something that's going to make them stay a little bit longer. If you're, let's say your niche is first-time homebuyers. Hey, be sure before you leave to click on the button I've added over here where I have a list of homes available for under $900 a month in all areas. And by the way, this is just an example of what I'm saying. You've got to give them a reason. And then when they click over there, well, obviously it's going to just ask for their web or their email address, and then they can get a copy of all the homes available for $900 a month or less, which I'm sure there's plenty of those. So if you're specializing in investors, it could say, thanks for visiting. Hey, before you leave, click on that little button I've got over there, and it's called Government-Owned Homes for $100 down. And again, they'll opt in their email address to get that list. So you got to just give them something that possibly they might want, and they might want enough to opt in their email address. You see how that's how it turns from a visitor into a lead, because you can follow that up then with your marketing campaigns. You could have articles. You can have reports. You can have an e-book. There's got to be something on there other than your little mortgage calculator and, news, whatever. No, I think there's got to be something more than that. If you want to have audio on your audio, let me take this up a notch. If you want to have video on your website, again, as a reason for somebody to stay, there's a free video radio show called realestateradio.com. And I think you have to be a realtor to get that. It's free. But with you and your realtor partner, I think you could probably get that. Now, all that is somebody, you could say, hey, before you leave, hey, click on our Real Estate Radio Today show and listen to today's real estate news. And the good thing about that is it's all positive. it gives a positive slant to the real estate market. You could have by the way, the audio welcome, you're thinking, oh, how do you do that? It's free and it's simple. It's called freeconferencecall.com. All you have to do is pick up your phone, give a little welcome, hang up. You'll be emailed a WAV file that you can then post on your website. So I don't want to make this like, oh, who knows how. It's too technical. No, it's really easy, okay? So I think it starts by at least taking a look at that. So you could have an audio podcast library. You can have hot topics. You can have, again, give me a reason to stay. If you go to my website, you'll get at least an idea of what we're talking about as far as an audio library. I've got a free marketing library of some audio sessions, kind of like the one we're doing today, that are there. So give me a reason to stay. Another website I like right now is called wowbrand.com, W-O-W, wow, and then brand.com, wowbrand.com. It's a great website marketing site. It's got great tips, tools, and tricks that you can use to elevate the response onto your website. Again, all free, easy stuff. But again, I just want you to get, you got to really lean in and to make the website a profit center rather than a calling card. All right, you got business cards already. This is a business card on steroids, okay, if you kick it upright. So take a look at that one. And again, on my website, take a look. You'll see some things there that you'll be able to use also with your realtors. You got that. And it's just BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. Well, let's go to the next button, I think, or the next button, the next topic for today was other automated marketing strategies. And again, first of all, audio marketing strategies in our robotic systems and campaigns don't take the place of relationship-based marketing. This is an addition to. I think that there is a balance there between the automated marketing and your ability to go out and meet people every day and talk about what you do. So this is more about reverse prospecting, meaning somebody called you versus you calling somebody. This is a great co-marketing strategy with your preferred realtor partner, is to sit down with them, talk about their business, what kind of prospects they're looking at generating, what's their niche, having that, and then finding a way to help them and yourself generate business. So this is more consumer direct marketing, which means you get the buyer first, which I'm all about. I think, first of all, if I can get to the buyer first, that's my buyer. I'll control the transaction. If the realtor gets there first, you know, pretty much they control the transaction. So it's more that. Now, if this is a listing agent, we've got to show them ways that we can generate leads from the agent's listings, especially in a market that is oversaturated. In a buyer's market, listings tend to set for a long period of time, so we've got to help the realtor generate more buyers from their listing. I think that's part of our charge. You know, we got to go through a lot more suspects to get the right prospect today. So here's some examples of some of the systems and campaigns that we're using on a budget that sort of fit into this idea of robotic or automated marketing. So going from the easiest for me is Craigslist and Backpage, plus there's about 20 free internet marketing websites where we can do some marketing on the internet. Again, very passive, but so it's not just Craigslist. It's Craigslist and Backpage, and again, there's 20 other free sites you can advertise on. If you go to agentceo.com, it's sort of a real estate agent platform, but over on the left, you'll see, I think it says free marketing advertising websites. Take a look there. I mean, I'm all in on anything I can advertise for free, but now what I've just given you is another clue and another little tip to give to your realtor, and I pretty much can guarantee you they don't know about agentceo.com. So Craigslist, Backpage, all those, we're still experimenting a lot of different types of marketing on that. But again, if you're going for the first-time homebuyer niche, that's a good place to start. You can just go to Craigslist or any of them. We advertise under Homes for Rent still. Homes for Rent, we figure people are moving. They're going to go put down first and last month's rent somewhere. We might be able to get their attention with having them call you for a list of homes available for $100 down. Again, I'm not looking to sell all these FHA HUD repos, but I'm talking about I need more opportunities, more swings. So I like that part of that advertising, those platforms. I like the Homes for Rent versus Homes for Sale. By the way, if it's an investor, if that's your niche, how about contacting you for a list of a free list of all government-owned homes, something along those lines. So then all you need is a little landing page to take them to, or a squeeze page, and again, you'll be gaining the opt-in database. You'll be gaining the permission-based marketing piece out of that. So now you can also use your call capture here with either of those that I've just said. Why rent? Call for homes available for $100 down. And with that number, that could be a call capture number. And by the way, I found a call capture vendor. They'll knock you out. It's like the best one I've seen. It's called Hotline America. Hotline America is it's the most robust and the most affordable call capture vendor that I've seen. And I've been around call capture for 15 years. This isn't a new concept. But again, if you're into this type of a campaign, why not use, if you're not going to use a landing page, you could at least use your call capture. All right, enough of that. So first of all, it's utilizing those types of marketing opportunities. Next is your Facebook business page. Your Facebook business page is a place also to utilize some of that same marketing that we're talking about, because on your business page, you can advertise. On your Facebook page, you can't. And you're going to get busted. I just met two more agents that just got busted by Facebook police for advertising on their Facebook page. It's illegal. They're going to catch you. They have people that are out looking. And once you get busted by Facebook, you're done. And that's one place I wouldn't want to have taken out of my marketing tool shed, Facebook. Now, on your business page, you can advertise. And that's where some of the realtors are getting in trouble. They're not taking the time to set up their business page. They're showing their listings and doing things like that right on their Facebook page. Oh, by the way, there's another tip I just gave you to share with your realtor right off the bat. So anyway, set up your business page. If you don't know how to, ask anybody. Ask your host today in the call. Ask me. That's too simple. You could almost do realtor seminars on how to set up a Facebook fan page, I promise. Every time I bring that up to a realtor in a seminar, it's like, how do you do it? Where do you start? They don't even get that. Anyway, continuing on, example is our for sale by owner marketing. Robotic if you set it up right. We set up the for sale by owner with their own individual property websites. We let them borrow our call capture number. We show them how to write payment ads. We all of that, again, with one thing in mind, to generate more consumer direct opportunities, generate more buyers for our realtors and ourselves, control your destiny. So that's a bigger conversation. On my website, there's a teleseminar that says how to turn a for sale by owner into a buyer lead machine. If you want to hear my whole concept, listen to that, and you'll get a real sense of that. But the for sale by owner, again, still falls under automated marketing strategy. It's convincing the for sale by owner that we have some marketing tools that can help them sell their home. That's it. And what's in it for me? Well, I get compensated by all the people that don't buy your home, okay? The people that respond to all the marketing that I'm going to help you set up, and those that don't buy your house, I might get a loan from them. So I do get compensated. So now we've got the Craigslist back page, all of that. We've got a robotic ad set up. We've got our Facebook business page. We've got five or six for sale by owners all set up using our marketing. The fourth example is today is the QR codes. We're learning a lot more about them. I'm afraid that let's see how to say this. I think that the QR code may have a short life. Maybe another 6 months, maybe 12 months at the most. I'm looking at some new versions of the QR code conversation. That's really going to leave that in the dust. But for today, it's not a fad today. It's another opportunity for you to get with your realtors. Every one of them, it's still the hot. I get to that in a realtor seminar, and they want to just stop and talk and go on, and how do you do it? And this is something that I think that we can lean into right now until it's not a fad anymore. So QRStuff.com is a good place to begin. Here's how I've elevated, and this will be another good tip for you and your realtor, how we've elevated the QR code, which is just that black and white barcode, to another level, and we've turned it into mobile text marketing by utilizing a vendor called oneqrcode.com. The oneqrcode.com, oneqrcode.com, that would be for a realtor that's got 22 listings, and they've got to make up a QR code for every listing that's different. You could talk to that realtor and say, hey, I could set up one code that you can utilize for every one of your listings. I'm telling you, there's a hero born right there. If you can show the realtor how to do that, see, become the expert on that. Oh, it's real difficult. I mean, it's really simple and it's free. But here's why it absolutely becomes paramount for us. With every QR code, utilizing oneqrcode.com, you also get a text marketing number. So on the realtor's listing, It can show the QR code and say, scan here for more information, if people know what that means. But it also says, text 89994 for more information, including price. Well, right there. See, the difference is with the QR code, we can't follow up. There's no follow-up mechanism. But as soon as they use the text marketing, it's just like call capture. See, again, another huge conversation between you and your realtor. If you have realtors that you know or don't know that have listings that are in the first-time homebuyer price range, and again, whatever that is for you, and they're not using text marketing, I would race over to the phone. I would talk to them. Hey, hi, I'm Bill. We haven't met, but I'm in the mortgage business. I'm a sort of a marketing guru, and I noticed that you had 12 of those listings in the magazine I picked up at the grocery store. And I saw you weren't using text marketing. Any reason why? I've got a marketing program with text marketing you might want to take a look at. I'm big into a consumer referral program, and I've got an opening for a realtor or two. You see, it makes sense. That's just not, hey, ditch your old lender and start using me. No. I think you've got to position yourself as the go-to marketing person. So with those QR codes, now think about it. You could use it with your builders, your realtors' leads, your Craigslist ads, your for sale by owners. I mean, what if you had text marketing included in all of that? I mean, get out of here. How many leads do you need? How many do you want? Now, I know that not everybody qualifies. I got it. And I also know I've got to go through a lot more of these leads to get to that one good prospect. So I just think that's part of it. To wrap this particular part up so we can end on time, don't forget your e-marketing. I like GetResponse.com, 500 records, unlimited free e-marketing every month, AllClients.com, e-marketing plus an autoresponder. Did you get that? AllClients.com, it's not only a CRM, but you can do your email marketing, and it has an autoresponder campaign, and the price is almost free. We've just been playing around with something called Mad Mimi. It's kind of interesting. Mad, M-A-D, and then Mimi, M-I-M-I, MadMimi.com. It's a cool e-marketing vendor. It's just got some really cool customized type of easy-to-use, simple, easy-to-use customized email marketing campaigns. I also like using Google News Alert so that they can let Google do all the research for you so that you can use some of the articles that Google will send you based on what you ask them to send you. I like to use those in e-marketing. I like to maybe start off just saying, hey, I saw this article and thought of you. It's also nice when you do e-market, send something that sounds like it's a little more personal. And, of course, you might have just sent that to 400 people, but, hey, I saw this article and I thought of you. I just don't have time to research all those articles. So I go GoogleNewsAlert.com, and I'll just put in, Southern California real estate value news something, and have them send me all the information that I need so that once a month or once a week or however often you e-market, you'll have plenty of content, and you'll be able to stay in the game. Okay, well, we could go on and on and on, but I want you to at least explore that. You should have enough information right now to absolutely tell Security National Mortgage, whoa, thank you for this call today, only if you use some of this information and either you utilize it yourself or you set up a meeting with your realtor after the call today to at least brainstorm some of the ideas that can help both of you generate more business. So, but I think it does, in summary, start with breaking some of this old-school thinking. And remember not to replace your relationship-based marketing. You still got to go out and kiss babies and shake hands. But if you can get some of these passive automated systems in place, it'll give you a little bit more time for that. I think that those that are underachieving today in our business, it's not due to a lack of ideas. It's not due to a lack of tools. It's not due to a lack of support. Don't tell me we don't have enough loan programs. It's not because it's hard to qualify. All that's a given. So what? The reason for underachievement today is just lack of execution. That's it. You got plenty. You got all the stuff you'd ever need today. But it's finding a way. Remember, working smarter is having the technology and having the ideas. But working harder is actually putting them into implementation. So if you can do that, you've protected your investment on the call today of this time. So I hope you got that. So first of all, one way to thank Security National for this call today. By the way, they picked up my tab. I'm not free. One way to say thank you, if you got a nugget, thank them. Easy, pretty simple. Buy their product. Oh, that's right. They do loans. Send them a loan. take a look at my website for some more of these free ideas that you might be able to use to help grow your business. And that's just BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Jason, and we will put a wrap on this.
In addition to all of the great nuggets that the coach offered today, we're also really leaning on wanting to help you structure your files up top. It's been a phenomenal help to us on the inside in ensuring that your transactions close here smoothly. So please take this number down if along with the rest of the nuggets, 888-333-3117. We definitely want to talk to you. If you have a tough deal that you're kind of struggling through and you're on a short time crunch, we're the team to do it. So thank you for your time, and certainly look forward to growing future relationships. Have a great day.